If you are interested in starting your own podcast, we use Buzzsprout because it is simple and easy to use. Buzzsprout can get your show listed on every major platform while giving you the resources for a great podcast website, audio players that can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening to your podcast, and tools to promote your episodes. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and that is why over 100,000 podcasters are already subscribed to Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Following the link in our episode descriptions lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you. So in return, you will receive a $20 Amazon gift card from Buzzsprout while signing up for a paid plan. Most importantly, every subscription through our link is always appreciated and helps support our show so we can continue delivering the quality content that you guys listen to. That being said, back to the show.
Hello, and welcome to Comic Book Junkies. It's Christmas in July!
Pew, pew, pew!
And I'm your host, Andrew Berger, and my co-host,
Joe Zonka.
And today, it's a great holiday, and we're here to celebrate, y'all. So, if you're new here, this is Christmas in July. It started, I don't recall exactly how long ago. That's a shame on me. But it goes way back. It's that deep.
I don't want to shoot myself in the foot, but I think it's year 8.
That sounds about right, but I can't confirm nor deny. All I know is that it's an extensive history.
Well, we did an episode last year, and I think we counted down every single year that we did, so just add one to that list when you go back and re-listen.
Good point. And you can also listen to other years individually if you want to, just for the vibes. But we're back this year. We just did our swap. It's a little bit later than usual because we've just been busy fellas doing life lately. It totally slipped our mind. We got together on the 4th, as we do, have a good time, go see a ball game, hang in with the boys. Once we like linked up, we were like, wait a minute, we didn't swap books this year, and neither one of us knew if like the other had remembered or not, but no. So we're doing it now. We did it in short time, and we did it very impressively considering the time restraints, I think you would believe. So how do you want to get into this? I mean, we've got so much to go over.
Yeah, I don't even remember what triggered it, but it was the same day that we were meeting up for the 4th that I remembered we didn't do it. So it was the first thing I brought up as soon as we got together. And that same day, I saw a post on Facebook of my LCS getting some new inventory, and they had an issue 1 of the Tick. And I'm just like, I'm going to go there just off that. So shortly after hanging out, I went to go to the LCS, but also I was hoping that they had the other book that they posted, which is the first Dormammu Strange Tales 126. So some old Stan Lee, Steve Ditko stuff. Doctor Strange was mostly appearing in that at the time before he had his own title. So it's got Fantastic Four on the front of it. Pretty cool cover. When I did show up, they had both. I knew what to get first thing. And then, not too after, Berger got his books. And we're meeting up now to still do comic book in
excuse me.
Comics in July. So
yeah, dude, keep that in. I love that. But what's up? There's no way. But anywho, yeah, so I found all of my stuff online because I already checked the shop like the weekend prior, and there wasn't anything that fit the description. But impressively combed through eBay in a short amount of time and found a banging deal. I found a Brave and the Bold 57. Why am I questioning it? It is 57, is it not? Dog, I got caught slipping.
No, you're spot on, 57.
Oh, sweet. I just needed to be confirmed. But first Metamorpho, slept on key for sure, especially like, I mean, and we always have this habit that we discovered that I'm typically getting Joe like just a bunch of DC books. Like we said, if you listen to that last year's episode, it'll recount all the years and like it's like 90% like DC. But we found that was like top of his priority list, and it was like an insane deal because we had a previously agreed upon budget, and I was like, how much did you do? Because he locked in first and he told me, and I was like, okay, well, I'll match then. And I found this book, knew it was the book without doubt, but then it's like Joe would have like spent like a third more than me, and I was like, that ain't fair. So I also found a minor key to make up for it. Tougher to find something in like the $30 range, I'll tell you that. That's like a cool key sometimes, like especially if you're looking on eBay. But I was able to find Wonder Woman 105, the first Cassie Sandsmark, Wonder Girl. Joe has all the other Wonder Girls already, you know, Donna Troy and Yara Flor. So we figured to just lock it in. I had a copy myself, and I think it's good bang for buck key.
Trinity now, too, with Wonder Woman 800.
True. Yeah, I got two of those as well. But yeah, you got them all on lock. And well, also the day before, I checked out a new LCS, so it doesn't stop there. To make up the difference, I got a third book. And it was just while I was combing the bins at a new shop that opened up. My favorite comic shop in the area has, like, I don't know if they, like, took over or, like, absorbed or took on basically another comic shop at, like, the south end of what is collectively known as Downriver. And, you know, they're hanging out and they're trying to figure out what they're putting in there. So I figured I'd check out the bins before they've gotten too much foot traffic. And I combed through them and I found some cool stuff for me too. Got like an Archangel for like $4. Nothing like crazy, like a dupe. Like, I don't even like dupe. I actually like hate dupe. So if you're like pro dupe, like shut up. But I bought one anyways because it's $4.
I don't understand that.
I'm just seeing value even though I like hate it. Like I like to like hate it though. So like it makes me laugh when I hate on dupe because it's so stupid. It's like, what even is it, dude? It just looks like a fucked up like pickle. Or like I don't understand it. Like it speaks its own language. Everyone's just sitting there like, okay. And it's like it's an alien. You can't even begin to comprehend it. It's like, what does it do? It just flies around and be annoying. I don't like it. But I bought it anyways because $4. Well, look, I'll just say I saw one for like $25 and then I looked on eBay and I was just like, well, I usually don't do that because I'm probably not even going to end up selling it anyways because I never do. But it goes in the minor key box and it's $4. I heard it has a low print run. This is the analysis that you come for.
But, when you want to buy dupes.
But anywho's it, that's a long way to say I got some other cool stuff. Jessica Cruz cameo thing of like her fucking hand. sorry for the expletives, I'm just vibing. But I don't even remember what else I got. But the point is, I found an X-Factor 5 sitting there. And Joe's been after one for a hot minute. And typically they're like, I don't know, 15, sometimes even up to $25. And they always kind of look like they have like a messed up spine roll or like a splotch on them. And I found this one for like a solid like $7. And I was just like, bet. Even if I wasn't going to give it to him, that was going to go in my collection for that price. Like, I wasn't passing it up.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Super sharp. Nothing wrong with it. Really clean. And I actually flipped through. Inside's really nice, too. So, good looking out, Burger.
Yeah, no problem. Because I don't really care too much. But Joe does care a lot. And there it is.
That's Beast without the fur, right?
Yeah, the Beast with the fur, with the fur. But, no. yeah, dude. But no, it's classic. I mean, it's the first cameo appearance. I mean, technically wouldn't that make it the first appearance, but you know, better to get everything and be safe.
Yeah, at the very end of the last panel, they scream like, you should fear apocalypse coming or something like that.
Do they show him?
Yeah, but he's
in the shadows.
No, not in the shadows, but he's just like a face mask, kind of like covered up, not in his traditional, yeah. You know, fit.
Gotcha. They always gotta do like the weird lead in. Just make one appearance, dude. Or like make a full appearance and then go into the next issue. That's what they need to start doing. Because even when it comes down to collecting nowadays, I'm already getting on a tangent. But we need clarity on what is the primary first appearance. Just put it in one book. Because, I mean, look at Superior Spider-Man, which Joe's covering those bases too, by the way. He wants in on that, which is smart. But, like, that has, like, 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's the hard thing about collecting stuff like that, is when it's split between so many different issues, the value doesn't really, like, go up too much because there's no definitive book to have.
True. But there's no definitive book to have like the Superman Wonder Woman Futures End issue 1 that you just also got.
Yeah, the guy even has a sticky note on it that says enjoy with an explanation mark that he used as like one of those bubble wrap or those peanuts.
Yeah, no peanuts.
Yeah, but instead he used a Futures End comic book.
I think I've done that before.
Oh, yeah? Used a cheap book for, like,
I put it face down.
Insulation.
Yeah. But I still wrapped it in cardboard and everything. But it was still funny because like it says enjoy. I'm sure he means it in like a nice way. You know, like, oh, yeah, here's a freebie, whatever. But at the same time, what if he's being like sarcastic? Like, enjoy this.
Wonder Woman punching Superman is how I feel about you.
Damn. Yeah.
No, not like him to us. or me.
Yeah, that'd be really weird. He gets real symbolic with the books he sends people. He's like, this is how I feel about you. It's like a super villain. Anywho's it.
What would his name be?
Oh, dog, don't give me names. Like, all of the names I've been coming up with are something, like, stupid. I can't remember what the new one was, though. Before you ask, I see you over there getting ready to ask. I'm going to try and remember before you can even ask. I can't, though. I can't. I can't remember what the hell it was.
Well, I'll save it because we recorded the next episode that we talked about in the last episode that came out. But we wanted this episode to come out in July still. So that one's going to be a little postponed. But in that episode, you're going to hear a lot about some names that Berger and I created as far as comic book characters.
That's a good point. I was just rambling about whatever in the chronological, the canon in the CBJ universe is being adjusted right now. Going through a crisis event. But no, that one's going to be fun, guys. I think you guys will like that. But I did have another one I came up with, but now I just brought it up again. And I still don't have it, so I need to move on to something else, dude. Because
well, the next book you got me is pretty sweet, too.
We talked about that. We talked about Wonder Woman 105 and The Brave and the Bold.
Okay, we can skip it.
What do you want to say about it? Give me your thoughts.
I don't know. We were just going through the books earlier, and you were saying how this helps like fill that Brave and Bold collection I got.
It does. It props it up. It is a cool book. I really wish that I wanted to keep that for myself, dude. Like, I'm glad that you have it, though. That was top of priority.
Yeah, for sure. That's been like P1 for me this year.
Same vibes as the Batman Beyond 1 from like last year. I was just like, could just nail it, and I did. You know, magically, if you just comb eBay enough, I guess deals fall through. And I mean, after inspecting this, there's nothing wrong with it for like what they were selling it at. I won't get into specifics, but it was well below.
Yeah, I was looking at those earlier this year, and they go for a lot more than probably what, you know, you got it for. So that's cool. But a lot of the comic books we've been reading lately, too, like stuff coming out currently, features a lot of, you know, Metamorpho.
Which is cool. I've been really liking that run. For those of you who do read a current pull, World's Finest, Batman and Superman's where it's at.
For sure. And he's pretty big in, like, a lot of the animated series stuff, too.
Yeah, he's classic. And I think it's, like, first Java, you know, Stag, Sapphire, everyone. So, that's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. And then that Wonder Woman book, like, love a lot of Byrne stuff. And then I just got an issue 72, which is, like, a Bolan cover. So I got a lot of, like, cool covers coming out of that Volume 2 Wonder Woman and issue 1.
Yeah, the Wonder Woman collection is getting kind of extensive now to a degree. You've got like a nice little flip through going. It's pretty cool. I mean, she is one of the pillars of DC. So, I mean,
Yeah. Well, I guess to have something to look forward to, too, I've been adding a lot more books to my pull than ever lately.
Yeah, I agree.
Which, if you've listened to us over the years, it hasn't been something I've been able to say much.
No, me neither. You know, I mean, we'll read different stuff here and there, but usually we're pretty close in our taste, and it's just like both of us for like a little while, I think I only had like maybe 2-3 books at the most in my pull for a little while. But yeah, it's getting pretty, the list is getting a lot longer. Titles that I want to read actually are coming out. And the creative team seemed solid. I mean, most of it's Mark Waid, like literally half of it. And then probably the other half is Joshua Williamson.
Yeah.
So they've been holding it down for us at DC. I am still reading Moon Knight, though. That's pretty solid.
And then Immortal Thor should be coming out soon, too. So can't rate it yet, but something we're looking forward to reading.
I mean, we were huge Immortal Hulk fans, so we're hoping that, you know, it's something like that.
Lightning strike twice.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Who knows? You know, so the reading's actually been pretty good lately. Nothing I need to drop, but there's been a solid amount of things I want to add, like Batman and Robin, and then the World's Finest Teen Titans. Because they're going with like a more Silver Age-y take kind of on everything, and that's more what I'm into. The new Shazam series. He's the captain now. They fixed Freddy's hair. He's not blonde anymore. He's not supposed to be. And it's still kind of modern, though, but they got Talkie Tawny in the house. And the other kids don't have powers, which I enjoy. It's just not Freddy right now, but I'm sure he's going to. Hopefully they don't give it to everyone at the same time, though. I want them to cut that out. They're fine, like, don't get me wrong, but they're not my favorite, dude. I just like Billy, Mary, and Freddy. And then, I mean, even Uncle Dudley, keep Talkie Tawny around, keep that the squad. I think that's what Mark Waid's kind of angling towards, but like within the constraints he has to work in. But that sits right with me because those align with what I'm looking for. So I'm thankful. Mm-hmm. And Superman.
Yeah, that's been one of my favorite things that we've been reading. Berger's got a lot of gripes, but I think it's a pretty...
They're not major gripes. I enjoy the book a lot, but there's things I'm like, I think about it.
Yeah, but I've really been enjoying it. Each issue is pretty high octane, and it's pretty true to like the original characters, which is, or not the original, but kind of how I like to see the characters, I guess.
Yeah, the like tone of voice and everything seems pretty normal, and you know, it seems like a real classic.
Good use of the Rogues Gallery too. So we just had an episode about Batman's Rogues Gallery. Like, they're pulling out like Livewire, Parasite. We've been having a debate if it's a Graft with a Kryptonite Claw or it's a new character, but
I'm pretty sure it's Graft. Graft sucks.
But they're doing that. They're supposed to come out with a new character in issue 6. So I don't know. They're trying at least. So it's something I appreciate. Art's pretty good. Fits the character. So yeah, Shazam, Superman, a lot of that stuff's been really good. Batman and Robin should be coming out soon, as well as the, World's Finest Teen Titans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, it may have already have come out, because I've been hearing more chatter about it, but I'm not certain. I've been waiting for it for a while, so it should be coming out soon. But I'm ready for that. That's going to be cool. I like that. I just got the first and, like, you know, second appearances of that version, like the Silver Age. Like, that's classic to me. Just a bunch of sidekicks out there. But I'm pumped to read that. But I don't know. I mean, other than that, I mean, I don't know. That's just a lot of books. I wish there were other books that I was reading, though. Like, I want to be able to read a Batman or Spider-Man title, but I don't know if we're going to find anything that interests me anytime soon. But I'm hoping.
Yeah, I feel like Dan Slott kind of monopolized it for such a long time, and now nobody's been able to kind of, like, add.
Yeah, or, like, course correct or, simplify anything. Spider-Man's so convoluted now. To a degree. I mean, at its core, it's very straightforward. But, like, if you want to include, like, all of his history, it's like, holy shit.
Right. Like, as much as I love, like, the Spider-Verse, at the same time, that also kind of adds a little bit too much when reading a comic book. It's a lot to keep track of when it comes to all these new characters coming out for Spider-Man.
That's just the multiverse in general for me anymore. I can't keep up. I don't know what Earth anything is supposed to be on. I just know what is supposed to be on the main one, and then I'm like, in the right context, I'm like, oh, cool, one from somewhere else is here. I don't put all my weight behind the ones that aren't, like, the main ones. I mean, that's a personal feeling. If you do, that's kind of cool, I guess. I'm always, like, the OG of everything, though. It's like when I listen to music, I don't want to hear the cover. I want to hear the original. And I want a Coke, and I want to watch the Dallas Cowboys. And that's how I feel.
That's what I'm about to do after I hit done on recording.
Yeah, but before we do get hit done on recording, gotta talk about this book at least a little bit. Strange Tales 126 from way back at the beginning of the episode when we was talking about our swap. This is what I got. So it's sick. I mean, obviously it's got classic Fantastic Four on the front. Love that. I don't have any Strange Tales books. Love that. And I do have a good amount of Marvel books. So that's cool. And it's got old Doctor Strange as like a backup feature type deal, which that's cool. First Dormammu and Clea. It's a double banger. Love when you get a two for one, especially. And you know, it's just, you know, iconic. I mean, it's one of his biggest villains, if not the biggest. And like, he's like a powerhouse, like Galactus level borderline, or, you know, in and around there. So it's just like, why not, dude? That's sick. And thank you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I definitely love the books I got this year, and I'm glad we were able to fit it in, if not on the 4th, at least this month. It's important.
Yeah, I mean, it is Christmas in July. It's not Christmas on 4th of July. I mean, sometimes we even did it in like June. So, I mean, now we're at least within the month. You know what I'm saying?
True.
We usually were chomping at the bit to swap, but we're just busy fellas this year. So we didn't have that at the top of mind. So, but we didn't forget. Tradition. Share it with your friends. Make it a national holiday. I want a day off work for comic book swap in July.
It's cool that we're able to do this in the middle of the week, too, which is not like us either.
Yeah, made the trip out. You got to do the swap, and you got to record the podcast, so we'll make it work. And great time. I'm pumped. I have a good book to take home, so that rules.
Word. Well, that's probably all I got for this episode. It's been great recapping these books, but
We got some business to tend to.
Yeah. So
that fish ain't gonna smoke itself.
Yeah, I got a really cool wedding gift the other day, and first smoker ever. So supposed to smoke some salmon tonight. Burger's gonna help me, so better attend to that. So appreciate you guys listening to our annual CBJ episode. It's not going anywhere anytime soon, so appreciate you guys. And that being said, next episode is going to be kind of what I referenced earlier. We already recorded that one for you. It's going to be a very good time. I had a very fun time recording it. And again, appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah, and for those of you who are new here, you can find us at CBJ Pod on Instagram, CBJ Podcast on Facebook. You can type in Comic Book Junkies Podcast on Google or YouTube, anywhere, and we'll pop up. So you can check our sweet faces on that and our awesome logo that everyone loves. you know, and if you're a longtime junkie and you're sticking with us and rocking out, having a good time talking comic books and being big silly, then we appreciate you. And yeah, with that, we'll catch you next time, and peace out.
Peace.